Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Terry, what's on the agenda today?
Oh, we got all kinds of stuff. Stinky stuff, funny stuff, just stuff to talk about.
Okay, where are we going to start?
Well, we can start with some stinky stuff if you want.
Okay. I was just cruising around the internet, and I found a bit of an article about dogs who get skunked.
Oh, stinky stuff, big time.
Have you ever had that happen to your dog?
I have not. I've been fortunate, I guess, because we kind of live out, not in the country, but in the rural area, and there's skunks around, but we've been fortunate they never got, stinkied.
Yeah, I've been lucky, too. I've known a number of folks who did have their dogs skunked. So, in the event it happens to you folks, we've kind of all heard over the years that tomato juice can work. There are some products that you can buy if you have time to go buy them after your dog gets skunked, because I understand that immediacy is important about trying to get this scent off your dog. So it seems that on the internet anyway, the popular recipe going right now is a combination of hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and Dawn dishwashing detergent. And the recipe that I saw was for two, not one, but two medium-sized dogs, which I think equals one giant breed dog. At any rate, here are the quantities, guys. 3 bottles of hydrogen peroxide, 2 tablespoons of baking soda, and 1 cup of Dawn dishwashing detergent. And what I saw recommended was you mix all that in a bucket, you put water in your bathtub, dog in the bathtub, and you pour the bucket of stuff over your dog or dogs, and you leave it on for about 5 minutes, then drain the tub, rinse the dogs, and supposedly just one application works.
Now, I assume that you pour it on, you actually scrub it in a little
bit. Yeah, I'm thinking
especially depending
do.
On the fur of the dog.
Oh, and can you imagine like a long-haired breed like a golden retriever? Ooh, yuck.
Just shave them.
Shave them, yeah. Shave them, then apply. Yeah. But then, boy, are you going to smell like a skunk.
Oh,
yuck. And what I kind of thought about when I was reading this was, okay, now, how long is it going to take to get the smell of a skunk out of my bathroom, even though I'm going to rinse the tub and clean the tub and everything? But at any rate, recommend you write it down. Why not? You know, it's a pretty easy combination of things.
Sure.
And you can have them in your home awaiting the dastardly deed. Although oftentimes this can happen when you're not at home, like if you take your dogs out trail walking and that sort of thing, or if you go camping with your dogs.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That really would make it interesting. Yuck.
Oh. So, that'd just be bad.
And you know, that just reminds me, we're probably going to mention this, you guys, on all of our episodes going into September. It reminds me of Hudson and Murphy. Can you imagine if that happened with
Great
them?
Great Pyrenees, all that hair. Oh,
our pals, God. Luke and the boys, are the folks who are two dogs, 2,000 miles, and they're heading toward Washington, D.C. now for a little march on the Capitol on September 18th. And they are walking from Austin to Boston, and can you imagine? They sleep in a tent every night.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yuck.
So,
yuck.
Boys, no skunks.
Yeah, no skunks.
You don't want to get to know them well. So, anyway, that's my tip of the day.
You know, just one more thing on that. You could, because you mentioned the bathroom thing, if you had a kiddie pool or some sort of large type of buckety trough thing, you could do the dog outside for the first couple coats of washing.
That might not be a bad idea with hose and
yeah, because that would get some of it outside, and you know, I don't know.
And I saw an amusing anecdote on the internet where this fellow said his dog had gotten skunked the second time and wondered if the dog had learned his lesson. And my comment is dogs love stinky things,
yeah.
Right?
Usually, yeah. Generally, that's a rule. Mm-hmm. The stinkier, the better. Yeah. But I'm not sure. I've never seen a dog react to that.
Yeah, I have not.
That's
either.
So intense.
Ew. I suspect perhaps it's whether it gets in their face, in their eyes or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. I'll pass.
Yeah. So, what's next, Terry? What you got?
I'm going to stay with the stinky stuff.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Well, we talk a lot about tick and flea stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying a new natural flea and tick medicine. It's made by Sentry, believe it or not, who actually makes a commercial man-made chemical-based product.
Right.
This one's called Natural Defense, as well as there is a Natural Defense company out there. Uh-huh. They're not affiliated that I can find out. This is essential oil, so it has peppermints and cloves and that type of stuff in it. And we've been using it. We've done a couple treatments with it now. The dogs don't seem to have any fleas or ticks. There are some caveats on how you use it. So I don't particularly care for the applicator.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see how much you're getting on the dog and how much you end up with it just kind of bursting out when you're squeezing.
Okay.
So it's not opaque. I mean, it is opaque. It's not clear. You can't see what you're applying.
Right.
If you're following the instructions, it is very, very strong. The first time we put it on the dogs, it's a full tube per dog, and our eyes were watering. It was
Yikes.
So strong. And the dogs couldn't stand the smell, so we wiped them down.
Mm-hmm.
And now what we do with it is we've got a little bottle, eyedropper bottle.
Okay.
The glass type you get at the pharmacy, not like what you get your Visine in.
Right.
So we pour that into that bottle, and then we take it in the eyedropper, and then we put smaller drops. So we're putting about half treatment more frequently. So we do half treatment every week or two,
okay.
or every 2 weeks if it's half treatment. I actually started doing quarter treatment, so I do it once per week with a quarter of the recommended amount.
Right.
Just because that was the smell was bothering them. It was
so intense,
strong of
yeah.
oil, it was bothering the dogs.
Yeah.
They're sneezing, and it was just too much. I don't know if we're going to try it again. There's another one I want to try, which is the one from the company called Natural Defense.
Right.
And it is that cedar-based. We have not tried that yet. That might be a little less offensive to the nose.
Do you put it on their backs, between
their backs.
Shoulder blades, like
yeah.
you do with the other
Same
stuff?
Same as
okay.
the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The idea with it is you... When you use a full tube, you go all the way down the spine.
Okay.
Again, that's so strong. It's just terrible.
Yeah.
So we take the drops, and we put it along just going down the dog, a few drops of it, and make sure to get it down under the fur. Would you get some on you?
Whoa.
Strong, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just holding the packaging, guys, and I just got some on me and went, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I won't have fleas and ticks.
So, whew, yeah. You can smell that.
Yikes. It is very strong, you guys. But we'll check back in with Terry about this and just see how the long-term results are.
Yeah.
Because certainly we'd all love to be able to...
I think there's one of them opened up.
Use... we all would prefer using natural defenses rather than... Wow. Mmm.
No, it's not open, but God, it stinks.
It does. Okay.
All right.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Okay, so Terry, you've got some stuff about ready to go up on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Is this something new?
Well, Bark Radio is starting a new program called Sponsor a Rescue. And it's kind of strange how it came about, but the summary of it is you know, I was observing a lot of these small... or medium-sized rescues, or, you know, two, three, four people, and we've done interviews with some
mm-hmm.
of them. You know, Goldie from Mike's Doghouse
right.
is one, doing a lot of good work with almost no funding.
Right.
And frankly, what little funding a lot of those guys have is being, you know, pulled away because of the way the economy is. So, the other side of that is we keep getting a lot of, we being Bark Radio, keep getting a lot of requests to plug products. And we do sometimes plug products, but it's always a product that Dee and I use or plan on using or is very unique.
Right.
We don't just plug products.
We don't
products.
Do junk for
right.
grins and giggles. Yeah.
Right. So it came to me over coffee one morning, how about if we put those two people together? And so if you want to basically advertise on Bark Radio, you make a tax-deductible donation to a 501(c)(3).
Rescue group.
And we're sort of the catalyst for that. But
I
the
love
donations
this.
Go directly to them. We don't handle the money. We don't take anything out of it. But you get certain plugs, and there's different packages I put together, and
cool.
all that stuff's coming up.
So for, like, if somebody wants to donate $250 to a rescue group, they will see on the website when it's up the list of things they get from Bark Radio.
Correct.
Which would be free advertising, basically.
Free advertising,
yeah.
and they can deduct it because it is a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win for everybody.
I think it's a cool idea, and I don't see anybody else doing it.
No, I think its simplicity is brilliant. I really do, because, like you're saying, we're putting together two groups of folks
yeah.
these folks want to market their product through Bark Radio. These folks need money. We're going to let that money flow through us to the folks who really need it for rescue dogs. Because, guys, keep this in mind. We talk about it all the time. It's a terrible, terrible time and place for domestic animals in this country right now. Yeah. The rescue groups are just bursting at the seams. They don't have enough volunteers. They don't have enough money. And this little piece could help some of them.
It'll definitely, I mean, if you look at, and I'll just use Mike's Doghouse again, because we just did the interview.
Right.
And when this airs, it'll have been out a couple weeks. But, you know, to them, if they could get $1,000 extra a year, mm-hmm. that's significant. Because they're both retired. They're all the dogs they rescue, which is, you know, over 1,000 so far, mm-hmm. all comes out of their pocket. It's all funded by two retired people doing this work.
So think about that, folks. They happen to be in Florida, you know. If you're in Florida, maybe think about donating to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fabulous thing. They're trying so very hard, and their hearts are in the right place. And or little businesses like theirs, little nonprofits like theirs, can go under in a heartbeat. Because
right.
they're not funded.
Exactly. So, anyway, we'll keep you informed on that. By the time this airs, the site will be up. We'll be in the pilot program stages of it. Pilot meaning we're going to try it with like 2, 3, 4 rescues to begin
Excellent.
With and a few sponsors. And, you know, we got bugs to work out. We haven't, you know, this hasn't been done, so we're building the model.
Cool, man. So, yeah, just stay tuned to Bark Radio. Check our site from time to time and give from your heart. All right, so Terry, our listeners have heard over the months about your dog Sparky. He is a rescue, and he's a combo pack of what? Australian cattle dog and some other stuff?
Some other stuff. We don't know for sure. The face looks a little bit, American Pit Bull Terrier-ish, mm-hmm. but...
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah, definitely cattle dog. You can see that in him. Okay. The cattle dog is very predominant.
And so you've had him now... 6-7 months? More than
8
that?
Months.
8 months. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got him in the beginning of January of 2009.
And he had been in rescue for a very long time.
Right. He had spent at least 3 years of his life living at a rescue facility.
So this was brand new to him when he came here. He's about 6 years old, we think, yes?
Approximately, yeah.
And he'd spent half of his life in that rescue.
Right.
And so now he got introduced in January to his forever home.
Right.
And so tell us about the process of your dog understanding that this is his forever home.
Well, it's been interesting because it's, he would mention this when we first got him, you know, first 30 days will be significant. We'll notice significant changes. Mm-hmm. And that probably went 60 days of significant mm-hmm. changes for him. And then smaller incremental changes, even just tweaks and little things, you go, hey, he's never done that before, mm-hmm. type environment or type response. So it's been, you know, we thought he was pretty well settled in. We haven't seen a whole lot of differences in mm-hmm. the last couple months. Figured he gets it.
He's now who he's going to be.
Yeah, he's who he's going to be. And he, of course, proved us wrong. He's just done a couple other things that he's, new personality traits that just make me laugh. He's a funny little man. But... he has this very strange, when he's happy, it's a howl-ish type thing that you can't really describe. You got to hear it.
And, man, that is so true because, you guys, I heard it for the first time about 15 minutes ago, and I looked at Terry and went, what on earth is that? And I didn't realize it was a happy noise.
It's a happy noise. He's just happy. And usually when he's making that sound, his butt is just wiggling from side to side.
It's a wagging, wagging. It's sort of like, kind of like that. That's my version of it. It's like, wow. So this is new.
This is relatively new. It started occasionally. Now it's frequent. So
he's vocalizing all over the place going,
time,
I'm a happy dog. I'm
happy
a happy dog.
Yeah.
Way
happy,
cool.
Happy boy. But the one thing with the rescue group that had him, the person that owns, I'm not sure it's an owner, but the one who founded it,
right.
Sparky was special to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he actually lived in the house with the owner and had some privileges, I suspect.
Right.
And he was Bob is the man's name. He was reluctant to even give Sparky up, I think, but.
Liked the boy.
He
yeah.
liked the boy. So we take him back to visit periodically, mm-hmm. and there frequently they go up to PetSmart, and they're some of the groups that are outside
right.
there. So we took him up yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And it was fascinating. I was actually a little dumbfounded because Sparky nearly ignored him the entire time.
And what's his response been in the past?
Usually jumping up on him. Sparky's a jumper.
Mm-hmm. And you're trying very hard to get rid of
we're
that.
We're working on that behavior issue. And Bob saw Sparky and he calls him Sparky Boy. And, mm-hmm. and Sparky went up to him but was nonchalant. He goes, "How's my Sparky Boy?" And Sparky sits.
And in the past, Sparky would have been, "Oh, it's Bob.
Bouncing, yeah.
Bouncy boy."
So Bob was petting him. He goes, "Well, I guess you're not my Sparky Boy anymore.
Aww.
You're their Sparky Boy." And so I think he's finally kind of over
where he was. And now he knows that he's staying here.
Yeah.
And I just think this is fascinating stuff, dog behavior in a situation like this, in a rescue situation. And folks, if you've got a rescue dog, you've just gotten one, or you're going to get one, do what Terry and his wife have done. Pay attention to the behavior over time. It's really interesting because every dog is different. We don't know what their background is as a rule. And it takes them, all of them, a different amount of time to get 100% comfortable, if they ever do, in their new home. But Sparky, I'm thinking, is about there.
he's pretty happy.
Yeah.
He seems pretty happy boy. So, and he tolerates his sister pretty well.
What, did you say he sits on her head occasionally?
Yeah. Now his new thing is when they get rough housing, he'll knock her down and then sit on her, and literally backs up onto her head and sits there.
Probably. It sounds like the only thing to me that would stop Suri. But for those of you who are the uninitiated, Suri is a cattle dog and she's a wild child.
Yeah, she's a rugby player.
Yeah, and the two of them are about the same size.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm really glad that Sparky's figured out how to slow the girl down. Sit on her head.
Yeah. Well, that'll take her out.
And with that,
I think that's a wrap.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks.